When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, guys? Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Duckamania.
Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. If you don't like it, cut shit. That, my friends, is gonna be the most.
Yeah. Welcome to another episodic adventure. This is Talkamania. I am your co-host, Dez, and I'm here with my compadre. He's got the COVID.
His name
is J-Bomb, and he is the boozer weight, and he's also the snoozer weight, because he's on the mend.
I don't have COVID. Come on. I don't have COVID. Hopefully I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID.
No, we don't think he does. I think he just got a bad cold, but I'm busting his chops. But he did get the COVID test.
Yeah, I did. I went yesterday. Oh, I've been sleeping for 2 days, bro.
That's not bad, man. That's not bad. That's nice to sleep, right? It's good.
Well, I took a nap yesterday at like 5, and I woke up at like 8 o'clock, and then, fuck, I couldn't sleep at night. Fell asleep around 3. And then this morning I woke up with the kids and then took a snooze around, like, I would say 1 o'clock and then again at 3. And then I knew we had to get on here in the afternoon. So I, like, set my alarm every 15 minutes to see if you text. But, like, my dreams were fucked up. Like,
yeah, when I'm sick, too, I get really feverish dreams, man. Yeah, well, like you get paid to sleep today. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I like, heard myself snoring every time I started snoring. I'd wake back up, and I was like, shit, was I asleep or was I not asleep? I had Apex Legends dreams, to tell you the truth. And I couldn't pick anything up off the fucking ground. So they were frustrating.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck. Dude, I've been playing a lot of Apex Legends. Really, really, really into it. But I've been having some fucking, like, my wife laughs at me because I play with random people.
Yeah,
I don't play with people that I know usually because I'm on doing it at my own time. And I have these fucking little pet peeves of the game when I play with people. First of all, my most hated player right now is Octane. Because
what?
That little, not to play with, to play, not to play as, to play with. Oh. I find whenever they're on my team, they're little fucking pesky motherfuckers that are, they run around so fast. And every time I open up like a chest, they're just like, they take everything.
Oh yeah, that's what we do.
They take everything. And one of my pet peeves also is when you go to one of those supply, that we got blow the door open.
Yeah.
I put my grenade, and like he'll like run and take everything and like run out. And it's like, dude, like, you know, I use the, my grenade. Like, there's a little bit of, there's common courtesy in that game, you know, I find, you know, like, even yesterday.
Not when you're playing solos. That's for sure.
When I was playing yesterday, I'd taken out, Bangalore was running away from somebody who was trying to kill him. And like, I just kind of took a hemlock out, was like, tick, tick, tick. And I got them. And they had a gold shield and they revealed it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to keep an eye on that guy. And I'm going to try to get the rest of the squad.
Right.
So I saw him reviving himself. I killed him. Bangalore just ran over, took the shield, and ran away. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, come on. I hate shit like that. It pisses me off. Or if they go over and get my banner if I'm dead and then loot my box.
Oh, it's that's like, the worst.
I know.
That's the worst.
That's the worst. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you know? And I was also in the middle of a squad fight yesterday. And Caustic dropped, and he was dead. His box was there. We had to get the banner. So Mirage runs over, gets the banner. We're still engaging with the team. And Mirage just takes off to go revive him in the middle of the battle. That's and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you're going to revive somebody who's dead, and you're leaving somebody who's alive against three people. And I died, of course.
Of course.
And then they didn't get my banner. And it's like, what the fuck? You know? So, like, so often I'll send little voice, the little audio message. Like, Desmino says... Because I don't have the headset on. I don't like to hear and talk to people because they're annoying. So I'll send little quick messages. And, like, Haruko's always laughing because, like, one of the ones I send the most is, like, Desmino says, awful. You know, like, usually if the squad does really bad or if someone plays really bad, I'm like, awful. Just awful.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I get really frustrated when I play that game. But then when you play with a team that gels so well, it's such an amazing feeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
had this – I'll end on this note. I had this – one game I was playing with an Octane and I fucking hated this guy. Like right away we went into a battle and we landed and he ran around and we went into the same house, all three of us, and he picked up two guns and the other person picked up a gun and clearly there's only like two, three guns in a house. So he picked up both and I'm like, yeah. I need a gun. 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 And he's not dropping it. So in the end, I ended up surviving. It was fine. But he was just frustrating me the whole time. And he would often, like, I would get a kill. I would get two kills. I'd, like, revive him. And while I'm reviving the second person, he'd run over and get all the loot. And I hate that. Like, I got the kills. I did the work. You know, you're taking my loot. So I got frustrated. And he's just, like, punching me. I'm punching him. He's shooting me. We're teabagging. And, like, we really are not getting along. Like, we are not getting along. It's clear at this point. And the other person we're kind of just carrying with us. I think it was a Caustic or something. I don't even remember. So anyways, we end up going down on the Olympus map to that little, I call it the Olympic Stadium. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the big toilet. Yeah.
Exactly. It looks exactly like the Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
Yeah.
And I used to love going there, but that's always a chaotic place because all kinds of shit happens. People tend to go there right away. And anyway, so we're fighting out there. They're getting attacked. I end up coming around the corner, killing three people in a row to save them. I sent you that video when I killed the three people. So that was the game I'm talking about. Okay. I saved Octane. And then I think at that point, Octane was like, oh, you know, he's not bad. You know, he's actually useful. So at that point, we started doing a bunch of more kills. The ring's closing in on us. And we're trying to get the fuck out of that ring as fast as possible because we were already late because we were killing people and getting loot and shit. So the first guy is just running balls. Like, he doesn't care. He's running. I'm running up, trying to get my way out of the red zone, and I drop. And I'm like, fuck, after all the work I did, you know, after helping the team out, like, fuck. So Octane's just like, you know, speedy. But he stops, right? And he starts picking me up. And I'm like, dude, at this point in the game, you're going to die. Don't pick me up. What are you doing? You're so stupid. But what he did was really smart. He threw one of those those things for the events that kind of gives you that little dome, like the Gibraltar dome, right? The heat zone or whatever.
Yeah.
He threw that down and revived me. And I was like, oh my God, that was so smart. Thanks, man.
So those are four.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was using them more in the game when the event was going on. But they're still in the game now.
Yeah.
So it was, I didn't think of it. And like, it kind of like slipped my mind. I haven't even thought of using those since the event was over.
Ah.
I like them. I think it's a great thing to throw into the game.
Yeah, they took away the fast heal from them though. Those bastards.
Fast heal from what? Oh, you can heal faster in them?
You used to heal like fucking in a second. Yeah, it was great.
I think for the event, that's one thing because there was so many red zones. But like, I mean, you know, they didn't even need to introduce them in the first place.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. You can take time, pause, you know, redo all your shield and keep running.
And also you can flank people with it because if you have like two each and you're three, you're six, you can go in the zone for quite a while. and then come out around another corner and then fucking team up.
It's great. That's true. So anyways, he threw it down and he revived me, and I was like, oh, you know what? That was pretty nice, because the guy was an asshole to me the whole game. He didn't need to stop. He was going to pick me up in the red anyways, and then stopped, and I was like, yeah, just keep going. But no, he took the time. He actually took the time, after being a dick to me, to revive me in that dome. I healed fully with a med kit, and I ran. I ran as far as I could, and then I ended up sliding on my knees and went through the red zone outside of it with like a sliver of health left. So because of him, he saved the game basically for us, which was awesome. And then he ended up dying trying to get out the circle after saving me, right? So that guy, the second guy, got his banner and died right before leaving the red zone. I ended up, like, he crawled out. I revived him. And then we ended up getting that guy's banner when there was, like, three squads left, reviving him. I pinged him to, like, some death boxes. He ran over there, geared up. And then towards the end of the game, we were all on, like, a really good page.
You guys are, like, best friends now.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have these journeys with people on there. The game's, like, 20, 25 minutes, maybe max. And we were hating each other. And by the end, we were, like, super respecting each other, helping each other out. You know, I was pinging people for them. Me and that guy ended up going around and killing the last guys, like, kind of really strategically. Like, feels really good when you have, a good team session, you know? It's nice.
Bro, that's why. Okay, so we have a Wraith on our team, and I play Octane. And what we'll do is, if it's just two of us playing in ranked, if the third guy's being a dick, I'll wait till we're, like, fucking hiding somewhere near a ledge, and then I'll throw a jump pad underneath him to kill him. Or we'll Wraith Portal him off the map. Like, we'll see somebody, and I'm like, now's an opportunity, and Kev will Wraith Portal, and then, like...
See, I think the third person, even if he sucks, he can be a martyr or a shield for us, so it's
like... Yeah, but if we're low enough in ranks, like, at the season split and we're ranking back up, we could usually take it down just two guys. So we'll just fuck up our third guy. If he's being a piece of shit. Like, if he starts stealing stuff and, like, punching us and shit, I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Well, on that note, man, I finished my battle pass already. I finished it midweek.
Oh, fuck you, really?
Yeah. Nice. And I'm level, like, 410 now, or 409. I will get to 500 relatively soon. And then at that point, dude, I can jump onto PC, because I'm not going to be, you know, like, why not? Start over, you know, at one.
Yeah. But, no, I know. I'm almost... I think I was like 4-something when I left Xbox.
But I want to also, I know they're talking about having like a transitional profile now. So like I kind of would like to, you know, have my profile with all my skins and stuff, you know?
I got to think that's bullshit though, because that rumor's been there for a while. And that would be such a big loss to them financially.
I don't know. Maybe because then people would have to rebuild characters, buy new packs. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
But they talked about it recently in an interview, so I don't know how legit, you know. I mean, they made $1 billion, or forecasting to make $1 billion this year, which is, like, ridiculous. I think that's way too much. Like, that seems like it's optimistic, but seriously, like, that's crazy, man. Like,
I love that game, man.
Fortnite is on the way out. It was trending, like, hashtag Fortnite is dead yesterday or something like that. And, yeah, Apex is just so good, man. It's so good. It's so good. And I'm getting better at it now, so it's, like, really, really, really fun to play, man. I mean, have a good time.
Yeah, you got to get into ranked, man. Ranked is where it's at.
I think I can do that now. I think I'm ready to do ranked. It's going to make me a better player. So, yeah, I think once the next season starts, or I think the split season just restarts.
The split just happened, right? Yeah. It just happened, yeah.
And we'll see. Maybe I'll just start playing ranked for the hell of it. You know, might as well.
I love Olympus. What a fucking map, man. Yeah. That thing is a great fucking map, man.
What's your favorite landing spot? I mean, I have a few.
In Olympus, I like to go to Elysium, the little floating island.
Yep, same here. Best one, because you always get really good shit right in the ring in the center.
Right in the middle, man. Yeah, and we just, three just land there. Yeah. Just spam it, and then we go to the hallway on the other side.
Yeah. I like the core in the middle, the hollow core. A lot of people don't go there, but there's so many boxes.
Oh, God, so scary.
It is, but there's so many boxes and so much gear that, like, once you come out of there, like, you're fully geared up.
Oh, yeah,
you're
wrecked, but, like...
Especially if you have a Lobo with you, like, geez, forget about it.
Yeah, that or you're going to see a million people. It's one or the other. It's either you walked out there fully decked or you're dead.
Well, if you can't come out the jump ship and it's like right dead center in the middle, like right in front of your view, people will go there, you know? So you got to kind of... And then there's like small little hole, like you just the top hole, but then there's like a side kind of vent. You go through the vent and kind of get in a bit quicker.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, man. I love it. Apex is good. I know what I'm doing tonight already. I'm getting excited. All right. That's enough for video games for now, I guess. Outside of that, how's things been going on your end?
Well, I went for a COVID test yesterday. That thing's disgusting.
So you got to tell me what that's like, because I'm a noob here. I know some people have had this before. My wife had it when she went in for labor. Luckily, they didn't test me. So they go up your nose, like, really deep. Is that it?
First of all, it's so fucking unorganized, because if you Google what to do, they tell you to call this number, and they don't tell you where the spot is because they don't want people walking in, right? So you Google it, they call you back. Once they call you back, they try and get you to go online. And I'm like, oh, I don't have access to the internet because I'm lying, right? And they're like, okay, so here's the information. We're going to send it to your email. When you have a second to get on the internet, you have to go and like agree to it. So there's like all these steps. And then they made me an appointment for, I was supposed to go this morning at 9:20. So this is all happening yesterday. And then I'm like, fuck, I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I just want to get this over with. So I text around and someone's like, dude, you just have to go to a walk-in clinic. There's one in Kirkland. So I just get in my car, drive there. Yo, you walk into a building. It's completely empty, like a big empty warehouse. And there's like a security guard and he's like, hey, go through this. Walk down a hallway. You walk in. It's like 20 stations with people in hazmat suits. And you scan a thing on your phone. You sit down. Yo, they put this swab in your nose. First of all, they like put your head back and then they measure your head to see how like long your nose is to the back of your head. Excuse me. And then they put it in and I'm like, oh, this is really not so bad. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, they're going further. And you're like, this is insanity. It's so far back. Then they go like another 4 inches and then they start twisting it and turning it. And it honestly just makes you gag. You're like coughing and like, I started laughing because it was just so fucking funny. I was like, and like they do it for like a good 40 seconds. So you're like, they pull it out, they put it in a little thing, they give you a pamphlet, they're like, get the fuck out of here.
In China, they do it up the bum.
Yeah. Wait till that comes here. But anyways, I don't know. I haven't got my results yet, but I'm 99% sure it's not that. So.
Yeah, you seem to be like, seems, I mean, like, obviously we can tell, and you can, you look like shit more than usual. Yeah. But hopefully you'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready for bed, though. Like, I could sleep, man. Sleep is, like, so good. I keep constantly trying to, like, you know, fart and smell it to make sure I can still smell. So, like, my personality, my joie de vie is still there. So
there
I'm
you
not
go.
Too worried.
Cool. Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What have you been up to?
Man, it's just been pretty much work. I went and got my taxes back, got that shit wrapped up. Adulting pretty much this week, getting my winter tires taken off because we've had such a nice weather outside of today. It's raining, but it's getting rid of the snow. And that's pretty much it, man. My daughter is watching her this week. Dude, she's eating the solid food. She's such a character now because she's building that personality. She's almost 8 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And she's eating solid foods. And, man, yesterday was like, you know, the nastiest diaper change I've fucking had. And the ones you were warning me about, this was it, man.
Yeah, congratulations.
This was it. This was really. And it's funny because my wife was hanging out with her all day because I was working. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go to the store. Can you watch her for about an hour? And I'm like, has she gone to the bathroom? Do I need to change? She's like, she hasn't gone all day. I don't know why. And I'm like, she's probably waiting for me, right? And
sucker.
I ended up just like hanging out with her, and I showed her a tape measure. I'm showing her all these new things that like she hasn't seen before. So the whole mechanism of pulling out a tape measure and then like letting it slip back in and pop out, like she loves stuff like that, stuff she hasn't seen before. So she starts laughing her ass off, and she lets out a few farts, and I'm like, oh, I think it's coming, right? But like it just sounded like some farts. Little did I know that was the shit.
Oh, no.
And then when I moved her somewhere else, it was just all coming down her leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad.
That's a dirty change, man. Especially when it's a girl, man. It's like, whoa, dude. You're going in crevices and cracks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it was like, I had to use like 9 wipes and like, it was all over the place.
She's probably moving all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. And like, she doesn't like to be left. Like, I had to like, hold on. I'm putting the clothes in the sink, filled up with water, starts crying because she doesn't like to be left alone. She's usually pretty good, but like I feel she feels shame, you know, sometimes.
Oh yeah, so, yeah. They feel shame for sure, dude.
Yeah. And she's super sweet, like she chats a lot now, so like we know she gets up around 6:37 and all we hear is and she says dada like a lot. I don't think she's saying my name directly. I don't think she knows she's saying it, but she's like dada 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 dada, and sometimes she'll perfectly be like dada hi. And I'm like,
she says hi?
Yeah, but I think just, you know.
Just dumb luck.
Luck. Yeah, luck, you know. But it's funny because my wife's like, when's mama coming, you know?
Yeah,
like,
seriously. Usually it's mama before dada, so.
I heard usually it's dada before mama. Funny. Because it's easier for them to say. My mom said that too. She's like, she's probably going to say dada because dada is easier to say than mama. You got to bend your lips, ma, as opposed to duh.
Yeah, true. Duh.
But it's been good, man. Just enjoying the weather, enjoying the spring. And that's it, man, pretty much.
I know. The snow's, like, gone.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, we got out of it so quick. It's been nice. We had an easy winter, too. Didn't get too cold either during the winter, so.
No, it was a good one. And, like, the rain, it's raining like crazy here. Is it raining there?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty bad today. I had to run some errands today. I was, like, shipping off some, like, toys and stuff to some people. Like, I ended up picking up some extras, and, like, I had, like, an extra pack of, like, Michelangelo and Foot Soldier lying around that I ended up picking up for, like, $50 or something. And I'm on these few, like, trading pages on Facebook. And someone, some guy who sells me toys directly has a shop, ecollectibles.ca, guys. If you're in Canada, if you're in America, check it out. Pretty awesome guy, awesome store. Sometimes he checks around from some of his friends, and he was asking around if anybody had an extra set. And I'm like, actually, I do, because I ended up getting one anyway. It's a loose one, so I had this extra set. I ended up sending that off to the guy. I got like $135 for it sent to me, so it's like nice. Awesome. So like, yeah. And another guy is like asking for another toy that I have randomly an extra of, so it's like, I'm finding ways to make money on the side selling these toys, so I'm slowly becoming a toy whore, hey, a toy vendor.
I took, what's the saying? I took, my brain doesn't work right now. I took something that you do, and I did it for myself. You know how you had your lawn sprayed last year?
Right.
Yeah. I signed up for Forever Green.
Cool.
Yeah, Verdure. So
I re-signed up again this year too for mine.
Oh, you're with them?
No, different. Same. No, okay, different
same
company.
Concept, yeah.
Yeah, same concept. So they're doing my crabgrass this year.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
Yeah. I got okay. Lots. Yeah.
So I got a bunch of shit. So this is like you pay a monthly fee.
I pay per visit.
Okay, so I pay a monthly fee. They come,
which is per visit, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess. So yeah. But I paid all year.
All year. Oh, so they rake your leaves and shit too, and like.
No. Like basically, it's a pay, like you pay for the. There's 21 treatments that they do every year. They do it in four visits. There's a calcium bio.
Oh, okay. 21 treatments in four visits. Okay,
in
yeah,
four
that makes
visits.
Sense.
Yeah. And then you have like
the white worms.
Yeah, and then you have like X amount of service calls and shit, and then they're dropping off 18 bags of seed. So I gotta fucking start working. But
you have to do it.
Well, that the seed I have to do, but
oh,
they drop it
shitty.
Off.
If you're paying for them, they should be doing that shit. Like they're seeding my grass.
Yeah, but how much did you pay?
$300 for the year.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but you have a larger.
That's
than
true.
I do, right?
Yeah, so, I paid $400. Yeah,
that's great. Then that's a great deal. Yeah. The thing is that only thing that sucks is that you have to do it yourself.
Well, I have one. I have one of those things.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You put your headphones on, have a beer, and just fucking go at it. You know, like a nice day outside. But you know what? They did it for me last year, and I still seeded myself just because I wanted to get extra thick grass going.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to do it right now, going into, around April showers.
Yeah,
bring
exactly.
Bring many flowers. It's good to do it during that period. But yeah, for sure. Like, I just re-signed up as well. Like, my grass was shit. It's getting better every year. It's definitely worth the bang for your buck.
Yeah, so I'm hoping no dandelions this year. Fucking dandelions are the fucking worst thing on earth.
Yeah, man, they're like a cancer. They got rid of most of mine last year, which is really good. And what's good about them, too, is like I had so many that they came and did like their treatment with like backpack on, right? Like a Ghostbuster. Like,
yeah.
And then shit was still growing. And I'm like, guys, like there's still some here. And they're like, you have them really bad. So they ended up bringing this big truck with like a fire hose. Remember Stone Cold Steve Austin with the beer? They came out with that. And they're just like... Fucking knocked them all dead. So we shouldn't have many this year, but yeah, that shit's crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm just my grass is shit. So it's crazy. Like, what an industry. Like that doesn't exist everywhere. Like literally every season we go through having to change everything. It's fucking horse shit. But it is what it is, and whatever.
I like these guys because they just show up and do your lawn. You don't have to worry about it, you know. And anything extra you want to do, you can do it yourself. But.
Yeah, I'm just sick of like spending like $200 a season anyways and then like having shitty results. So now I could hold somebody else accountable for it.
Yeah, yeah,
I could
for
be
sure.
Like, yo, come back.
For sure. I was doing it all myself too, you know. So like and I learned shit from these guys too. They were really nice. They taught me
good.
Some shit. So like now I know kind of more or less like they can do their shit and then what can I do to make it better.
Alrighty, so let's take our first break. We'll come back. We'll talk some wrestling.
Yep, and for those of you who don't like grass and lawn and stuff, this is the time to tune in because we're getting into the wrestling after this.
We'll be right back, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you want to get an insight into professional wrestling from a lifelong fan's perspective? Kick back, enjoy a whiskey with Mike Farrell on the Chaos Theory Podcast every Monday via Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcast fix. Follow Chaos Theory on Twitter at @Chaos_TheoryPod or online at FullPressCoverage.com for more info.
I miss that. Yo, man, Kyle O'Reilly looks so cool. It's cool, Kyle.
Cool Kyle, man. And I love this Chaos Theory ad because it's always a good segue. And what's happening with the Undisputed Era?
Yeah, what is happening with the Undisputed
Era? Oh, man, go back. It's not even long, J-Bomb. Go back and watch the promo these guys had. I hate contract signings. It's no news. I never knew
you didn't like it.
I bitch about them all the time, but they had a contract signing on the top of the stage, which I thought was kind of cool. They didn't have to go down the fucking ring.
That's better.
On the stage. And for you guys that don't know the history between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, it goes back far. Like, these guys have fought all over. Ring of Honor was a big feud that they had as well. And they kind of, you know, talk about that a little bit. But, dude, watch the promo from Adam Cole. Fucking great. Like, he is good on the mic. Like, his promo was fucking great. And then Kyle O'Reilly did his part, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm so hyped for this. I believe it's going to be an unsanctioned match as well too, so
yes,
people are saying like, oh, they're trying to be like AW Dark, but I mean, they've had unsanctioned matches before, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Tons of them.
But dude, I'm so hyped for this match. He ends up, but they end up coming to like a brawl. Adam Cole like decks Regal as well, and like, it's just all chaos breaks loose. And I know we've seen that shit before, but like, there's some magic, there's some real intensity and the passion from both guys in this feud is like really convincing, and I'm invested in this. I'm really looking forward to this match.
I just like Kyle's new look. He's wearing that Canadian tuxedo style shit,
the jean jacket,
the long beard,
little jean jacket. Yeah,
looking great.
I think, Rucker was saying, like, oh, he looks like he's joining the Y family because, like, I guess, like, the jean vest.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
I guess, like, if you're not Canadian, you don't get it, right?
That's like trash, Berta, fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drinking two
out
fours
in the, out
in the
woods.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. But, dude, I'm looking forward to it. I want to see who comes out to what music, because I think Riley has his own music now. And will Adam Cole still use the Undisputed? Because I don't think he's wrestled in quite a few weeks at the very least.
They need to drop it. As shitty as it is, because it's such a good song, they all need to stop it. It's the Undisputed Era song.
So
you can't
good,
come out
though.
To it.
Unless you find like a variation of it for Adam Cole, or a song that works perfect with his like boom and all that shit. But like, I don't know. But I agree with you, because then once it does come back, it's going to be such a big pop, right?
Exactly.
It'll be amazing. Yeah.
It's like if DX broke up and Triple H used it. It wouldn't have been good. Like, we all knew Michaels had his music. Triple H didn't really have that great music before.
If anything, Michaels would have taken it, because Michaels was the founder of DX.
Yeah, but Michaels had his music. You know what I mean?
Well, dude, he's typecast. Like, you saw him come out this week on NXT, and he's still coming out to Sexy Boy. He just, like, walks down slowly. Like, kind of, you can tell his age is catching up to him, and it's like, man, this is embarrassing. Oh,
yeah, it's
boy.
Gonna suck.
Oh, boy.
I'm just an old man. Old man.
Yeah, but
I got
know,
no hair left.
The funny thing is like you go on social media when Shawn Michaels comes out, right? People are ripping him for his lazy eye. Which, dude, guys, he got injured in a match with Kane. Like, it's not like he put his body on the line and he fucked up his eye. You guys cut him some slack. Or they rip his hairline. He's bald. You know, I understand it. Let's make fun of people who are bald as well. People are making fun of Ciampa this week, too. They're like, I can't believe he's the same age as Roman Reigns. Look at this old motherfucker. And it's like, people go bald and they go gray. Like, I don't know, man. It's so toxic. People rip everybody for everything. But
meanwhile, it's some fat fuck in his parents' basement.
Yeah. So another segment had Jordan Devlin coming out. He had a match against... Kushida, he won, and Escobar comes out because he was the champion. That he won like the title when Devlin was out, because Devlin left because of visa stuff, and like he also got into a bit of trouble backstage because of some of the Me Too movement and all that stuff. Right. But he's back now, and it was interesting because they were both claiming to be the champion, holding the belts up, right?
So
Shawn Michaels comes out, slides a ladder into the ring. A lot of people saying, I don't get why the fuck he comes out. It makes no sense. Well, you're either really young or you're an idiot. It makes perfect sense because Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels, this is like the first time we've had that outside of CM Punk and John Cena that I can remember when they both had the championship. A ladder match. Devlin and Escobar. Like, a lot of you guys might not know Devlin. He hasn't been in the main roster. He's been in NXT UK a lot. This guy can go. He can go. And Escobar as well, too, guys. This is going to be a really, really good match for a ladder match. Two individuals, too. It's going to be nice and sweet. Really like it. And then on the way out of the ring, that's when Shawn Michaels crossed Adam Cole, and they exchanged a look. Shawn Michaels kind of, like, smirked and kind of, like, shook his head and walked away. More or less just kind of like, you know, Shawn Michaels kind of being disappointed at Adam Cole. But it's really weird because NXT's been posting that photo of Michaels and Cole, like, every day for the past like 3 days, and Adam Cole posted the photo with no caption today. I don't know if they're teasing something. I think at most he might get involved in the match, maybe. I don't know, but the speculation is there.
He should be the referee.
Nah, I don't know.
I like when Shawn Michaels referees. It brings back like good nostalgia.
Those little biker shorts.
Excuse me. Yeah, when he had the biker. Oh my God, who was that? Was that an Austin fight?
Bret Hart and Undertaker. I think he wore pants during that one, though. No, it was the Rock versus Triple H Iron Man match, I believe. The one where Undertaker came back at the end as the badass, American badass. I think he was wearing the biker shorts then. There might have been another one, too, but now he comes out wearing, like... Dude, Michaels wears these jeans that, like, he looks like he got at, like, the Gap or something. Like, not even the Gap. It's like they don't... They're, like, all baggy and, like...
Like Wranglers from fucking Walmart?
Yeah, they're, like coming off his ass, and, like, he wears, like, a blazer. It's just... He's got the hair growing in, too, now. He's got, like, curly hair in the back.
Oh, does he?
He's got curly hair in the back, which, I mean, I guess he just doesn't want to have a bald head because he doesn't got anything on top. So it's not like he can, you know, it's... I don't know what he's planning for, but I just don't see him ever coming back because of his insecurities, or he doesn't look like Michaels anymore. He's bald. It's completely different. I know a lot of people can get past that, but even me as a fan, like, you know, it's tough. I think if anything, like, what could be really cool to do, and I know this is a stupid idea, but have him wear, like, a lucha mask with, like, you know the braids that he had at WrestleMania 14? He had, like, these...
You can't wear a lucha mask, though, dude.
I know. But that way he would have... He'd cover his ugly bald head and his googly eye, and you'd have a little bit of fake hair, and it would kind of be like, oh, you know.
At that point, just don't have him wrestle.
Yeah, I know.
If the guy's got
to
wear a fucking mask.
I'm trying to come up with some kind of idea, I guess. Yeah, there's no way.
I think he should just wrestle. If he's going to wrestle, just wrestle. It's as simple as that. Just fucking wrestle. Yo, when Triple H shaved his head, nobody...
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's a big deal either. And if he shaved his head bald, like when Baron Corbin shaved his head bald, people are like, what the fuck is this?
Braun Strowman.
Yeah, now you can't picture Corbin without it, you know? Like, it works. Yeah. I think eventually we would have got over it with Michaels. But the thing is, if he goes and wrestles, people are just going to be shitting on him. Social media is so bad, man. Like, go and watch any, not even just Michaels. Like, just they just criticize everybody and everything. It's fucking garbage, man. All of you guys out there, like, fuck you. You go out there and do it.
I saw Britt Baker. Somebody posted Britt Baker versus Nia Jax from like a Raw where Nia squashed Britt Baker.
Yeah, I watched that. I actually saw that same tweet, yeah.
And they were like, WWE picked the wrong one. Britt Baker went on to be one of the greatest women's matches of all time. It's like, okay, but who cares?
I mean, you can't really predict that stuff. And also, you know, if Britt Baker went to AEW, and then we also had, like, you know, Charlotte Flair in AEW and Becky Lynch in AEW, would you know, Britt Baker have had that opportunity to stand out as well? Like, she's good. She puts in the work. She's legit, for sure. I think she's awesome. I'm a big fan of Britt Baker. But, I mean, come on, guys. Like, come on. You know, like, AJ Styles was developmental talent at one point, too, you know? Like, Samoa Joe was also at one point, too. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. I can't play the what-ifs games. And Nia Jax is all right. I think she's hilarious, you know?
I think she brings a lot to the table for WWE dynamics, so it's good to have a girl like that.
Yeah,
so.
for sure. What else is going on at NXT? We got Raquel Gonzalez. She's looking fucking strong, man. She's in a tag match this past week with Dakota Kai, taking on Io Shirai, and I forget the newcomer, blonde, they're really high on her. I don't get the look, but she's a good wrestler. They're just kind of trying to elevate her quickly. And Raquel ended up picking up the win by pinning that blonde.
Was she facing at WrestleMania? Is she facing
Io Shirai?
Io.
And when you see these two stand again up next to each other, it's like there's like a 2-foot difference almost. Like,
oh damn!
And Raquel just like powerbombed or slammed Io. Tried to go, I guess, through the announce table. It didn't give, and it looked so stiff. And you hear Io just go, "Ooh!" Like all the air just gets sucked out of her, and she's just lying there. And I don't know, man, like, I really don't like Io's chances just because of like
the timeline.
The timeline. And I also don't want, she's had the title for a long time. And I also like, look, we don't want another, Nyla Rose, Riho match where it just looks ridiculous. Right. Like, I think Io can make it more believable. Like, she can wrestle around her, but like Raquel could break her in half. Like, it just looks, the size difference is undeniable. And also to take the tag titles off of them and put her in this program with Io, like, I have to imagine they were like, we're going to put the titles on you, but you're going to lose them, but don't worry, we got plans for you. So I'm pretty sure Raquel will take the title at TakeOver, and then maybe we'll see Io with a call-up shortly after, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, for some reason I keep thinking the Royal Rumble's coming, but yeah, she could totally just come show up on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, and I mean, that's what they usually do, right? NXT champions usually leave on their back, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of the process. Io Shirai versus Asuka. I mean, we got to see it on the main roster.
Well,
right?
Definitely that's going to happen, which is going to be great. And it's good timing, right? Because, okay, let's talk about Asuka's challenger right here at WrestleMania. Now we know Asuka will be facing Ripley at WrestleMania. Ripley comes out after her match with Peyton, which was pretty good. Good showing. It was great to see Peyton get a chance against Asuka. Ripley comes out and says, look, I'm going to straight out challenge you. I want to face you at WrestleMania. Asuka says, you're on. You're on. Let's do this thing. So we talked about this on Talkamania. Great match. I was excited for it. You didn't like the whole gatekeeper thing, but we're getting it, right? And look, is Rhea going to lose 2 years in a row? You know, she loses to Charlotte. She's going to lose Asuka. I don't think so. But do you really strap the title on her in her first main roster match or one of them? Like, you have people in the backstage who like Peyton, who might be like, really? Like, fuck, come on, man. You know? And a lot of people are like, so you can just walk in and challenge the champion now and you don't have to do anything?
And it's Rhea Ripley.
It is Rhea Ripley. And people are saying, well, she lost her last match against Raquel Gonzalez. So what the fuck? You know, she was a loser in her last match. But like you said, when you're leaving, you do the honors and you end up going up to the main roster. Ripley's great. I heard a rumor they might be making her a heel in this match. So I don't know what that entails.
I think she's a better heel than she's a face.
But here's the thing, guys. Remember the Royal Rumble? Like, she came second place, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there's a case, you know? Bianca chose her champion, so why can't the second place person be runner-up? Or at least choose somebody, or at least be in the talk about it, right?
Right.
So, you know, there was even that moment where people were like, well, look, Bianca's feet touched, and Rhea's didn't feet touched, you know? Like, so, I don't know, man. Get over it. We're getting Ripley versus Asuka. I imagine that Ripley's going to win this one. And I'm okay with it. I just want them to have a banger, a match. I think they are going to have a really good match.
Yeah, they would.
So I'm excited for that. And then Asuka can go on. You know, people can shit on her title reign that they haven't been happy with. And then she can go on and do some programs with Io Shirai if she comes up. It would be amazing. I'd love to see that. Or have Asuka and Io be a tag team, I mean, for a bit. They can be tag team champions or something. There's so much you can do.
Yeah,
so I'm excited. I'm excited for WrestleMania. And I'm excited for post-WrestleMania, for sure, in that regard.
So I saw some rumors that Charlotte Flair is supposed to switch over to SmackDown and that she might get put into the Sasha Banks and Bailey, Sasha Banks and I can't speak. One sec. Banks and Bianca match.
Right. I was going to finish your thought in case you were dying over there. But yes, you are right. That has been talked about. The main reason was just because, we found out. Charlotte came out. She had challenged Asuka for the championship, right? Then everybody else did too. We didn't know what was going on. We thought it was going to be Charlotte versus Asuka again. A lot of people were like rolling their eyes. They have to insert Charlotte somewhere. Initially, guys, if you go back, Lacey was going to win the title off Asuka. And then Charlotte was going to face Lacey at WrestleMania. That was confirmed to be the case. Lacey got pregnant. Asuka got very lucky. Got to hold on to the title. Then it was going to be Charlotte versus Asuka. I imagine Charlotte would win again. Nobody wanted to see that. Nobody wanted to see that. I don't want to see that. So, unless Asuka wins. But it wasn't going to be the case. So anyways, Andrade got released. That's another big piece of news that came out this past weekend. He goes granted his release. He doesn't even have a 90-day non-compete clause. He can go wherever the fuck he wants. Apparently, he already has signings or he's already on his way. He ended up tweeting out a tweet today, I think, with like the Japanese flag, Mexican flag, United States flag. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does a bit of jumping around touring.
I was just going to say, you should do some jumping around. Get that international audience. You know what I mean? Just get that kind of out of his system. And then settle.
Yeah, there'll be more eyes on him, man. I think it's going to be fantastic.
And then, see what he likes. See what he likes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So we'll see what happens.
I was hearing that. Sorry. I think there's a connection issue. You good?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. I think what I was reading was that there was pressure put on Charlotte, or Charlotte put pressure to release him. And there was talks about them saying, well, if he walks or whatever, we're not going to give you a WrestleMania match, and she was all right with it.
Okay. I don't think that's true.
No,
I'm
just saying that's what I'm reading.
I think a lot of people really stretch that shit, and if you saw until her announcement this past Monday, I think it was, that was it. People were running with it, and people were like, yeah, Charlotte, yeah, I'm with you, or like, Charlotte, you're such a bitch, can't believe it. Oh my God, can you believe typical Charlotte? And then she's like, no, guys, I got COVID, man. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what happened. She got COVID. So that's pretty much it. So she's been out for the past 2 weeks. So on Raw this past Monday, they were like,
maybe I got it from Charlotte then.
We got to basically get the road on here. We got to figure out what storyline's going to happen. I think Asuka versus Ripley makes sense. Ripley debuts, and I think it's going to be a great match between the two of them. I don't know. Like, Charlotte, what's going to happen with her in WrestleMania? The whole conversation about SmackDown is because she's now outside of the period where she needs to quarantine or can be contagious. So she could show up on SmackDown tonight. Absolutely right. You are absolutely right. She could. Now, will she insert herself in this match? Dude, Yeesh. Imagine her doing this a second year in a row, or not second time in like 2 years or whatever. Dude, the internet would burn.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Okay. I'm indifferent on this one. Okay.
I'm in it for the reaction, but I want to see Sasha.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I want Sasha versus Bianca to be one-on-one.
You know? I'm in it for the reaction because I love those reactions, right? And with everything that's going on in the climate, it would just be so fucking good. One, she's like WWE's favorite, so that's going to piss everybody else. Two, well, Sasha and Bayley, they want to have the first two black females main event one of the nights of WrestleMania. So if you insert Charlotte in there, people are going to flip their lids.
It's true.
And then on top of it, she did it to Becky. Well, she did it to Becky. WWE did it, right? I want it for all those reasons because it would be just great to watch the internet burn. But at the same time, I really do want to see Sasha Banks and Bianca have a one-on-one fight because, let's be honest, one-on-one fights, it's rare that a three-way captures lightning in a bottle the same way a one-on-one match can, in my opinion. I mean, there's been some good triple threats, but whenever I think of the greatest matches ever, it's not usually a triple threat that comes to mind. It's usually a one-on-one, especially with the women. So, I don't know. If she doesn't insert herself, where the hell does Charlotte fit into all this?
That is a big question mark, right? Like, where does she fit in? Now, I think she's going to be part of, like, a movie or a TV series or something coming up. So, she might be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do that instead and kind of take this WrestleMania off. But I don't know, man. The first WrestleMania back with crowd. I mean, I know it's been 1 year, but still at the same time, I feel like she's got to be involved there somewhere. And if they can't find like another match to slot her in at, I don't have to tell you, man. Like, have her challenge for the Intercontinental Championship or something. I don't know, you know? Like,
well, she could still get into the Bianca and Asuka match because of the beef that she had.
Oh, Ripley and Asuka, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Ripley and Asuka match. And then I was thinking, you know, if Becky were to come back, but it's way too close. I mean, if Becky was coming back...
They would have done it already. Yeah,
that would have already been happening. So there's really only those two matches.
It's going to have to be Ripley Asuka. I imagine she'll be in Ripley Asuka. It makes no sense to take her from Raw to SmackDown. She kind of already said she wanted to challenge Asuka. She can come back and be like, Ripley, do you not remember when I beat you last year? And do you not remember that I challenged her first? You know? Yeah. And then she can kind of like slate herself in there and make it a three-way. And then Asuka can kind of like, well, she'll probably still lose regardless. Charlotte will be protected and... is what it is, but yeah, they'll
Asuka
probably
would probably take the pin.
Yeah, Asuka probably will. Or it's fine. She's at that point in her career too, where she's helping out the younger talent, and I think she's happy, man. Like, you see her on social media; she's fucking funny, man. She's always posting hilarious shit on her Twitter and shit, like all these little Simpson memes and stuff. Now, like, she's fucking great.
So, are we saying that she's for sure inserting herself in one of the two?
Well, I would imagine that she's going into the Raw match. I don't think they're going to touch the SmackDown. That would be a really bad idea. To make her change brands.
What other women's matches? What other women's matches are on the card?
You would need to find a bigger marquee match than that, and I just don't see who else on the roster she could face. That would be it, unless they bring somebody else in. And the only other match that I could see, and a lot of people are going to shit on me, would be Charlotte Flair versus Tessa Blanchard at WrestleMania.
I don't think
it's going to be this year. I have a feeling Tessa might debut maybe Royal Rumble next year. But I don't know if you guys saw the photo on social media. Bailey and Sasha were training with a bunch of wrestlers with Tessa Blanchard. So,
no way.
Yeah. So, I mean, speculate all you want. I don't think there's much more to read to it than that. Like, honestly, folks, there's nothing going on. But interesting to see. I'm sure they're chatting with each other. I'm sure they've asked each other questions. I'm sure she was like, you know, no. There must have been some seeds planted, I have to imagine, or something.
So, there's no celebrity at WrestleMania either.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, again, there's no celebrity at WrestleMania.
Do you know that he's like ridiculously famous, apparently? Like, again, I don't know him. And probably a lot of people from the U.S. are like, are you an idiot? Or wherever. But like, I don't know Bad Bunny outside of the WWE.
No.
But he is facing The Miz one-on-one at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. Really?
It was supposed to be a tag. It was supposed to be a tag match, Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus Morrison and Miz. But apparently Morrison and Priest have some small injuries. So if they don't get cleared by then, it's going to be one-on-one, and that's what they have slated. And
watch him be great.
What's that?
Watch him be really good.
Maybe. Apparently he's been working hard, so we'll see. But he also did smash The Miz with that guitar this week, and then when he got to the ramp, he was like super out of breath. So we'll see.
Fuck, I'm trying to think with Charlotte. I mean, because there is still Bayley.
Oh, right? Dude. You could do that. That is another. You could do Bayley versus Sasha. Sorry, Bayley versus... Charlotte one-on-one, maybe. Yeah.
But for what, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, they can't write storylines. It sucks. Like, it really fucking
But Bayley has nothing planned for WrestleMania, and I think she deserves WrestleMania because she's had such a good year, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
From last WrestleMania until she lost the belt to
Number
Sasha.
One contendership or something, maybe? Like,
yeah, but you can't really do a number one contendership at WrestleMania. WrestleMania is a period at the end of the sentence. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a tough one, but... I don't want her to be in either because I think Rhea, Asuka, Sasha, and Bianca, leave those alone. They're matches I want to see. I legitimately want to see them.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And then there's a question of like who main event, right? People are hashtagging main event, Sasha, Bianca. I'm all for them. I think it's great. I think you should do that in night one. I make them the main event. You know, I know they're trying to push this whole Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley thing. I think regardless, they can be put somewhere else in the card and still have an amazing match. I think having the women cap off with a nice, memorable win, even if Sasha retains, it'll be great. If Bianca wins, it'll be a huge way to start off the weekend. My only thing is, and like I heard people talking, and I actually kind of agree with them on this, and it's nothing to do with the women themselves. I feel like it hasn't been booked as a main event storyline.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I feel like 100% night two, it's going to be... Roman and Edge.
And like Daniel Bryan. It's a three-way now, dude.
Yeah. They did it?
It's everything but confirmed. So, like, watch SmackDown tonight, and yeah, it looks like it's going to be a three-way. Which is like, you don't even need to win the Royal Rumble to be in the match. But it doesn't matter. We've seen that before. And Daniel Bryan's a great guy, and he,
I think that almost makes the match better. Honestly,
yeah, maybe the match was good this on Fastlane with Roman and Daniel Bryan, and yeah, it was good. I liked it, and the tribal chief kind of like very quietly tapping out. You know, like yeah, it was good.
Roman
so.
Reigns tapped out.
Yeah, well, the ref didn't catch it unofficially. But yeah, he did. He tapped out. So it's like, it was cool. It was good. It was a good part of Fastlane.
I feel like for night one, whether you open or you close, it's a great spot. Like we saw at 35, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar opened it up. Like that's, you're opening up WrestleMania on day one, the first match back with fans. I mean, that's almost a better spot than the main event.
I remember AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon opening at WrestleMania, and I'm being like, ugh, Shane. And it was actually a really good match.
So good.
It was a really good match.
Yeah, it was a really, really good match. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think you can go with Drew and Bobby or with Sasha and Bianca to open up WrestleMania. And I think, I honestly, if I had the choice between the two, I would want the first match back with fans. Yeah. Like the first song to hit back with fans, I want that to be mine.
Yep.
Imagine it's Bianca.
Yeah, it would be good, man. I mean, come on. You know, it would be boss time. And a lot of people are upset and pissed if it's not going to be main event, but they're going to be upset and pissed about anything. We're talking about the women. The WWE's come out with their 50 greatest women wrestlers, I think. They do it every year, every other year, so the list always changes, guys, first of all. Yeah. So, like, chill the fuck out. But yeah, people going on there like, what? This person's number 10. This person's number 15. This person's number 20. This person's number 25. Like, Io Shirai was 25. For me, that's like, ugh. Dude, like, she's a lot better than that, but whatever, man. It's just a fucking list that the WWE came up with. You know,
and she's not main roster.
There'll be another list in 2 years from now. So Sasha Banks got number 6, right? And her fans were fucking livid. Livid.
She has loser fans.
Top 5 ended up being number 5 was Asuka, which I was pretty happy about. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah, it is very high. I think it's more respect-based, and her work probably outside the WWE and her legacy. And then we have China, I believe.
What?
Yeah, China.
I mean, I get it, but okay, so it's not a current thing.
It's all time. They're basically saying all time, yeah, which is good. Dude, they're keeping her in that category. They could have forgot her altogether, so I thought that was great to have her in there.
WWE did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Then there is a Becky Lynch. Is number 3.
That's good.
Here's the thing about that, right? Okay, I love Becky Lynch. I think she's amazing. She is one of the best women of all time.
Yeah.
But, this is my but, like, she had a really good, like, 2 years, right?
Yeah, of course. That's it.
And then we're saying she's the best out of all these. That's my thing. Like, if Becky sticks around for, like, 5 more years, like, yeah, 100%. But it's like, I find, like, they give people awards based on a very small amount of work versus a large amount of work. Like there's some people on there that have been around for so long, did so much for the industry, and they're so far down the list. But then you have all these people that are like, they put in like 2 or 3 years of really good work. Like Becky hit her stride with like the last 2 years of her career and off the charts, 100%. Like Becky is legit.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's crazy that they shoot these people above everybody else. So while they'll get to number 3, should they really be at number 3 right now? But a lot of people would say yes. Number 2 and number 1, you want to guess who they were?
Brie Bella and Nikki Bella.
Shut the fuck up. No. Number two was Charlotte Flair.
Oh God. Okay, she's not number 1. Hold on. Number 1. They're gonna put Bailey as number 1.
No, Bailey was number 8 or something like that.
Who's their darling?
Who is their?
Oh, Trish Stratus.
Yes, Trish Stratus is number 1. Right.
I don't put Trish as number 1.
She deserves to be in like top 5, maybe top 5, 6.
Okay, we're talking all time.
I'm talking all legacy. Time. Like I'm talking legacy, and like I feel
okay, but legacy, but like legacy's dead, right? Let's be honest. In today's day,
that's it, right? Because I feel like Becky's legacy is not done yet, and I can't say she's top 3 of all time with what she's done so far. I maybe not. I don't know.
Like if
you know what, she
made
evented WrestleMania as the first woman. Like she,
that's a big thing.
That's a big thing. You know.
But then why wouldn't Ronda be in there too?
Ronda's, you know I forget what she was, but she was like, I don't know if she's like just over 10 or under 10. I don't remember.
I could see her being like on an 11 and I'd be like,
maybe that seems about right. I don't know. But
if I have to pick the top 10 or top 5 overall, honestly, it's like, this is just my mind there.
It's subjective too. It's each person's top, you know? Yeah.
I put China in there, Becky in there, Charlotte in there. I got Alondra Blaze in there. Oh, no. It's not enough.
I think Alondra was 7 if I'm right.
Alondra Blaze has to be in there. Nikki Bella has to be in there.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
For you.
Charlotte. Yeah. Charlotte, Becky, Chyna. I guess you got to put Mickie James and Lita in there as well. And Trish Stratus, obviously. I mean, I'm getting to 10 here. And then I guess Sasha and Bayley. Like, that's, I guess that's my 10.
Cool. That's respectable. Tough. Time. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You got to put, where did Nikki fall?
I don't remember what
she's
they
in
were.
Top 10.
26, I think, or something.
No.
Like that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think it was like 26 or something. Because then I was like, oh, Io made it past there by one. I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I think it was up there.
That's shit.
What was I going to say? Sable, though. Sable was like 15 or something. I don't remember. I was like, really?
Sable should be up there, though. Sable was pretty big.
She was like the show your tits era. No.
She fucking Sable bombed.
Dude, read the stories. Stories of her. She was like, honestly, a nightmare to work with backstage. A total bitch. Like,
who cares about those things?
I don't know.
Remember her fighting, though. I remember her fighting men.
Mark Mero, like, yeah, once.
Yo, Mark Mero, in his time, was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Mark Mero was cool.
I don't care what anybody says.
Now he's got like a sour lemon face, like so much plastic surgery done on that guy.
When he did Marvelocity?
Yeah, Marvelocity was dope.
I was like, I didn't even know the body could do that. That was such a cool move.
You'll be happy, though. Speaking of the Bellas, apparently they're training for a comeback this summer / fall. So there you go. They'll never retire. They keep retiring and keep coming back.
Honestly, I don't want Brie back. I want Nikki back for a run.
Here's the thing. Well, yeah, maybe that would be good. But my kind of understanding is they're like, hey, there's tag team titles. We want them. So they're going to come back, and they're going to get them because
that's
they
lame.
Get what they want, right? That's the thing that bothers me. It's like if they come back for a run, like for those tag team titles, they get them, they run shortly, then they drop and they retire again. To me, it's like now the whole next year of these women's tag team titles already laid out, and like I'm not going to enjoy it because I know – at some point, the Bella Twins are going to come in, take them, drop them, and go back into retirement. It's like, fuck, man. Like, come on, just go. You're retired. You're doing things.
Lita and Trish might do it too.
No, I don't think so, man. I get them wanting to do it, though. Like, if I was them, I would be like 100% gunning to do it too. I just don't like the fact that they're going to do it for the titles, and you know they're going to give them the titles. So I know that, you know, in the fall, expect those titles to just be on the Bellas. So.
Yeah, I guess. I want Nikki back. I want Nikki versus Ronda. That's a program I want to see. I know they did it, but I want to see like a... because it's celebrity versus celebrity at that point. And it doesn't take away anybody else's spotlight or any fucking shit like that. So like that's the kind of... when people come back, like if Edge came back, I want to like see Edge versus... like Edge versus Batista. Like at WrestleMania. Like make that happen. Rather than Edge versus... winning the Royal Rumble and facing Roman Reigns. Like,
right.
It's just dumb.
Right.
That's why Edge versus Randy Orton I was cool with. I was like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I don't want to see Randy versus anybody young. And now we get... yeah, it's just... it worked out well.
I was trying to remember or not forget. Ronda Rousey was trending on Twitter, and I wasn't exactly sure why. I looked into it a little bit, and you know what? Ronda Rousey found out her ancestor, like great-great-grandfather, black dude.
Oh, no way.
So Rhonda, yeah, she's got some heritage in her. So.
Huh. Her great-great-grandfather?
I don't know. Something like that. Great-grandfather or something like that? I don't know. But it's just like, yeah, it's funny. So like, just imagine all the memes, guys, if you want to go take a look at that after. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
I bet. Where are we at right now in time? We're at... okay, let's take a quick break because we forgot to do our second one, and we'll come back, and then we'll wrap shit out for the following. We'll be right back after this.
The following announcement has been paid for by Boot to the Face. What's up, Talkamaniacs? Do you enjoy quality wrestling talk? Raw, AEW, NXT, SmackDown, and pay-per-view prediction and review shows mixed with a lot of whiskey and a whole lot of profanity? Are you tired of the smarky podcasts and you just want to hear fans talk about wrestling that don't want to take it too seriously? Then come find us at Boot to the Face on Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. We're Santana Garrett's favorite podcast. That's Boot to the Face with the number 2, as in sweet.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I think we're at 192 now. Episode 192, baby.
Sweet. I'm getting old.
We're not fucking around. I know. We're not fucking around. So right, what else you got, Des?
So NXT, one thing I forgot to mention that was actually interesting was they introduced a new kind of match type heading into the two-night takeover, right? So it's called the NXT Eliminator match or some shit like that. So,
oh, wait, is that the Battle Royal thing?
Yeah. So a lot of people are shitting on this thing. And I kind of thought it was a bit confusing at first. But the more I look into it, the more it actually is pretty intriguing. Okay. So one of my biggest tripes was always with gauntlet matches, right? Because how do they pick who comes out at what point and what time? And usually the person who comes out last gets the benefit. But then how do they choose that? It kind of just doesn't make sense.
It's random. It's got to be like Royal Rumble, I would think.
Well, you think in backstage they're pulling it out random, right? But like, how do they really figure it out? And then you can kind of figure out, okay, well, whoever comes out last is probably going to win. Unless you have those rare cases where somebody goes the distance, which is always fun. But so what's going to happen basically is next week on NXT Wednesday night, they're going to be a Battle Royale. With, I think, like, let's say 10 men. I don't know. There's going to be, like, 10, 15 men. I don't know how many are in it. But the final six that are in that match are going to advance to take over, okay? So if you get eliminated before the final six, you're a shit out of luck.
Okay.
The final six are going to be in this Battle Royale, and then the order in which you're eliminated is going to be the order in which you come out to your gauntlet match. So the first person coming out goes first, second person going. Isn't that a unique idea? I thought that's pretty cool.
It's a lot of work.
It actually helps explain, like, kind of puts a bit more meaning towards gauntlet matches, right? Like, I like that, because I'm always like, how the fuck are they picking who comes out in a gauntlet match? And, you know, Kofi comes out first, you're like, of course. Of course, now we know Kofi's going to lose.
Well, all they would really have to do to fix that is have a camera backstage or a camera at the top of the ramp where a guy picks a fucking name out of a hat.
Yeah, I know.
That's it, and that's good to go. Because, like, Royal Rumble, they pick numbers, but they don't actually pick numbers. It's fucking bullshit. Yeah. They should do that. They really should just pick numbers. Because it would be, like, more of a surprise for the fans.
But how would they do that? Like, the most fun part is when the music hits, right? And they're like, oh.
Well, no, I mean, they should legitimately pick numbers before. I gotta sneeze. Hold on.
I don't know, though, because if they do that, then, like, you're gonna have certain spots on, like, who's gonna win. I guess certain people will be fixed then, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess it'd be tougher.
A handful of people where you need to fix their numbers, right?
Yeah, it'd be tough to figure out who goes in what elimination in the ring.
Yeah, it's a bit
because I think, like, back in the day, they used to call Royal Rumble's alive. And now, like, people know, like, okay, this guy goes out, there's a spot here, there's a spot there. I think back in the day, it used to be legit, like, okay, go in there, just make sure you're there for 10 minutes and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Okay, a few other things as we move along. WWE, The Fiend returning. What do you think about his look?
That look won't, he can't keep looking like that. He looks like, he looked like Bloodhound. he looked cooler before. He looked scarier before. I thought it was cool that he came back at that pay-per-view. Nobody thought he was going to do it.
Except me.
No, I know, but like, I knew you called him coming back.
I think everybody did. I'm not taking credit for that.
I know, but not him in person on screen. Like, I thought maybe he would have came as an image or something. But I actually really liked that match, by the way. With the fireballs and shit, I thought it was really good.
Whatever. Didn't do much for me. But I think it's cool to see him come back. Apparently his wife was actually legit pissed that Bliss pinned him like that, straddling him. She was legit upset about it.
Who's wife? Randy's?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, but imagine that. It's like, dude, like, she jumped. Fuck off. You know, like,
sweetheart, I hate to break it to you, but I bet you Randy's fucked other girls. So
Well, apparently he's really good. And, like, they were saying, like, they were talking to some of the guys backstage, and Orton is looked at as one of the guys who's relatively faithful to his wife. And he's really in love with his wife. You can tell.
Yeah, this is like his fourth one?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say the number, but it's not his first. And he really loves her. He's always talking about that shit. And I'm sure he didn't decide. She kind of jumps on top of him like, hee hee. That's kind of what she was trying to
do.
There
was nothing sexual about it other than us.
But the WWE kind of edited it and didn't show it on replays and stuff, I noticed this week. So, like, they listened to the fans either. Like, maybe they didn't think anything was right or wrong.
About it. They were like, pussies, Christ.
Yeah.
You're right. Guys, if a guy pins a guy like that, nobody cares.
What about, like, that sunset flip when his ass is in your face, man? Like,
yeah, there's a lot of questionable pins in WWE.
I remember, reminds me of Bam Bam Bigelow when he fought Bret Hart, and Bret Hart did, like, the sunset roll up off the top rope or whatever it was, the victory roll off the top rope, and he says Bret Hart farted when he was doing it, and it smelled like protein powder.
That's disgusting.
Scott Bigelow, I remember you, rest in peace. That was a fucking funny story.
His actual last name was Bigelow?
Yeah.
What a sick name.
Yeah. He had a lisp. He talked a lot like Canyon. He had, like, a lisp.
Lisp? I don't think I've ever heard Batman talk.
But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think The Fiend can do this long term. Dude, like, I feel like they introduce him, they build him up so big, and then they kind of like take it away and then build up. It's like they don't want him to get too big, you know? It's like
he can't get too big, though. He can't. Because he's supposed to be unstoppable. That's the whole thing.
Well, remember when he came out and he wasn't stoppable, but now he's very stoppable. He's been very stoppable. So
you have to kill him.
Yeah, I guess. And then he comes back. And like, how many reincarnations can he be? And then like, I'm interested to see where he is. I'm interested to see where he is 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Yeah, I
guess the Undertaker? He had to be killed and lifted up to the heavens and buried alive and burnt and fucking shit on.
Fair enough.
I don't mind it. I actually really like the match.
They're going to wrestle with the red light too, I imagine. Or it'll be a CG thing, a production, not CG, but the
cinematic.
Yeah, cinematic.
I don't know. It's tough now because the fans are back, right? I was just really hoping for one more. I didn't want it to be cinematic.
That's a good point.
I didn't want it to be cinematic, and I was happy that it was done just with camera tricks in the ring. I thought the fireballs were dope.
I guess in the lights falling, and I guess, you know, I don't know.
I mean, they kind of looked at the light for like 20 minutes before it fell.
You'd be careful with those camera angles, too. They actually did a pretty good job, I have to say, because the Thunderdome's there, too, you know? And like, they see what the TV sees when you're the Thunderdome. Like, you don't, I've done it. I did it. I was actually on the Thunderdome at Fastlane. I actually was.
I was looking for you like crazy. I was like, I bet you he's on here.
I was, but like, I wasn't anywhere. Like, I'll tune in and stay on if I have a good spot. If I don't, then there's no point in me staying there. I'd rather be on my fucking couch watching
it,
you know?
Course.
So yeah, anyways, for this one I was watching. At this point I was watching the match, I think they're gonna fight in the red. I don't think he can pull off this kind of look long term. Don't know what's gonna happen with him after WrestleMania. Maybe Orton will take some time off. We'll wait and see, but it's been a little bit exciting, and at least it's a good program for Orton for WrestleMania. Guys, I don't know if you watch this, but I did, and I thought it was fucking great. J-Bomb, go watch it when it's on the WWE Network. Broken Skull, Randy Orton. Really good. They had a really good show together. They were taking shots of whiskey throughout it.
Nice.
Just kind of telling all kinds of stories. You have a lot of respect for Randy when you walk away from this. He talks about how he was a dick and how people helped him out. He really talked highly of like Christian, who was in AEW, so it's funny they kept that in. It's really, 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 really good one. It's a really good one. So check it out, guys.
I didn't get a chance to watch it. You know what really sucks? Like, really, really sucks, is that in Canada, it's really hard to have the network. And now that it's on Peacock, I don't know if it's going to get easier or harder. But all of the sites that I pirate my shit off of, all the WWE stuff has no links. So, like, I'm way, way, way behind on all of my WWE shit. Because when we were using Kodi, We Watch Wrestling had an app and everything worked on it. Now, I haven't found something to replace it, so I'm looking through We Watch Wrestling, and their links die. So I was trying to find, like, docs to watch. The only doc I found was Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Invention of the Stunner. I don't know if you've checked it out or knew this, but Michael Hayes invented the Stone Cold Stunner.
He actually talked about that. They're talking about the RKO versus the Stunner on the podcast. Okay. They did talk about that. And then Randy Orton talked about how he got the RKO. And he goes on to be very humble, saying how he's very lucky. He was given a lot of his chances. He was given so many opportunities. He should have been fired 10 times over. Like, he's very, very, very humble. He's all about giving back now. It is a really cool side of him, his personality, and to see where he is at right now. You definitely should check it out. It's worth checking out. And again, like, usually these Broken Skull sessions are always on after pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. So I always just kind of, like, leave the WWE Network on after the pay-per-view, and then usually just airs. But then they replay it a bunch. So if you're just watching your IPTV or whatever, just pop on the WWE Network, and you might jump on it at some point. And it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I miss it, man. I miss all those. Like, I like wrestling, but my favorite thing about wrestling is watching documentaries.
Like, they do them so well.
They're just so good, and they'll take, like, years of footage and put it into an hour, and even if the storyline while you were watching it wasn't that good, when you look back and I see how WWE writes, and at the end of the day it's always pretty good. I know that they've lost that now, like even watching the Stone Cold thing, he was talking about, like, you know, when he fought The Rock and how everybody had to take his move differently, and like they don't have feuds like they used to. I don't know if it would still work, but I don't know, man. Like, I realized on Trivomania this past week, Trivomania 11, by the way, I got annihilated if you haven't seen it yet. Absolutely destroyed. I know nothing about wrestling.
I really made it a hard one, though. I'll say that.
No, but even in the other ones, I got lucky on one of them. That's about it. But documentaries are so good, and I hate that I can't watch them. And like, I feel like I'm missing a part of my life not being able to watch them. I got to find a way to figure it out.
Where there's a will, there's a way. But yeah, 100%, man. I got another season of Dark Side of the Ring coming out as well. Oh, look forward to. And what else we got here? It looks like KO is going to face off against Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. Super excited.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, those guys that's been on their bucket list, face each other off at WrestleMania. They'll be on SmackDown tonight. I think Sami's going to be on the KO show. So I like the fact they're driving in that direction. We'll probably see a fucking awesome match between the two of them guys. Yeah, a lot of history, Montreal boys as well, too. So it hits close to home here. And dude, one thing I wanted to mention here. Fuck. Oh, my God. I don't know if you saw the memes or the videos about it. Strowman. So I'm so not for any of this Strowman Shane stuff. I think it's all garbage. It's like probably my least anticipated match on the card. Just not invested. I don't like Shane, anything he does. At least recently. He's just very...
Shane always delivers at WrestleMania.
He does deliver, but he's just like, he's so out of breath. He's so shitty. He's not good on the mic. He's just...
It's bad.
It's just clumsy. Everything's just thrown together. It just looks like they go out there.
That meme, by the way.
It looks like they go out there and they improvise. It's just like, it's terrible. Now here's the thing. You know Strowman when he runs around the ring and does the shoulder blocks?
Yeah.
They put in a fucking locomotive train noise.
Okay, so was that the meme or is that real?
No, it's real. That was on Raw this week. And I was like kind of like cleaning my ears. I'm like, really? They really put a locomotive sound playing?
It's like, hoo hoo.
Yeah, yep.
I thought that was a meme that somebody did.
That was real, bro.
I got to remember it's a kid's show. Just got to remember that. I'm watching a kid's show as a 35-year-old adult.
It was painful, man. Painful.
It's pretty bad.
We got Kane and Kali going into the Hall of Fame. A lot of people are shitting because Kali just saying he's shit. But guys, fuck, get over it. I think Kali deserves it. I think he had a decent run in the WWE, but it's not just about the WWE. They've brought people in who didn't even go, never even spent time in the WWE. He's a big marquee man in India. India is a huge part of their demographic. He's one of many people that are going to be put in. Chill the fuck out. Kane definitely deserves it, of course.
100% Kane deserves it. RVD is going in.
Yeah, RVD as well. He's going into the Hall of Fame. So
he's
going
to be so high, dude. I can't.
Dude, him and Riddle got to do something together at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. So they're doubling up, right? So we got the Bellas going in.
Yep.
Kane, Kali, RVD. I heard, Bischoff's going in.
I think JBL's going in.
JBL's not already in?
No, I think he was supposed to go last year and they didn't get him in. So I think he's doing this year, I believe.
I know Batista was supposed to go in, but they're pushing him off.
Right? Yeah, he's got stuff to do. And also he wants to wait till fans are there. So
why is there not going to be any fans there?
There's going to be a pre-taped event. No fans at the Hall of Fame.
That's kind of stupid. Yeah. Why didn't they do it last year then?
I don't know, man. Because it was COVID. They didn't, it was just, you know, it was so fresh and new.
Yeah, I guess. So this could be a star-studded event.
Yeah, it's going to be a great look. We got NXT running two nights. Then we got the Hall of Fame. And then we got WrestleMania going two nights. Like, and this is soon, guys. This is like 2 weeks away. This is like 2 weeks from now, we will be at the Hall of Fame. It'll be a Hall of Fame night. NXT TakeOver WrestleMania will be done. I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, or is it? Let me check in actually quickly here.
Fuck, we should have rushed a bunch of episodes.
April 7th, April 8th. So, yeah, it's Wednesday, Thursday, NXT TakeOver. The 9th is the Hall of Fame, and then 10th and 11th is WrestleMania. So, guys, like, you know, we got 1 week of rest, and then we're heading into WrestleMania week, man. It's crazy. Crazy.
So AEW does nothing for WrestleMania weekend?
I don't know. They probably might do something or figure something out, or they're doing nothing because they don't, you know, it also might be a smart move. Because if they do stuff on WrestleMania week, they're going to lose. This will be a week they lose. And they want to have that record, like, of, like, we are winner, chicken dinner. And, you know, well, we don't even need to go WrestleMania weekend, you know, and like they want to keep their, you know, their shit going, I guess. So
AEW doesn't have a WrestleMania weekend. That's, I think, a fault.
At least yet, right? They're newish. It's only 2 years in. So like they'll create some kind of, you know, shindig, I guess, over time.
Yeah, it should have been All In. All Out should be All Out. That should be their WrestleMania.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyways,
they had a pretty good show this week, though. Tay Conti got a huge win over Nyla Rose. Remember Tay Conti? Wow. She was from NXT. People, it's funny because people were like, oh, NXT, you see again, another wasted. You got wasted opportunity. I'm going to tell you guys something. You know, you probably already know this, but Tay Conti had a terrible attitude in NXT. Like she was with the company for like only like 4 or 5 months. And she was like, why am I not on TV? Why am I not put in the championship match? Why am I not? And I know she's grown a lot since then. And she'll be the first to admit, like, I've substantially trained hard and grown a lot. And it shows in the ring. Like, I watch her. She's good. She's gotten a lot better. She's definitely a great signing by them. But, like, she had a bad attitude in NXT. And, like, you know, it wasn't the great way to go about it. You don't go in there asking for things. You put in the hard work. And, you know, look at Aaliyah. Aaliyah's been in NXT for fucking, like, 7 years. And poor girl. She's on TV last week, at least, for the tag team titles. They said it was her first championship match she's ever had in, like, 7 years or whatever it's been. So,
hey, you got to put in the work, man.
You do. And I don't want to shit on her either. But, like, she's good. But, like, come on, man. Like, there was a reason to let her go. She wanted to leave, too. And I think it was perfect. It was good for the WWE, good for her and AEW as well. She's had a great opportunity. She beat Nyla Rose. So I don't know
That's pretty big. Yeah.
I don't know what this means. Yeah, with the it's called the DDT because Tay Conte with her move, and it was a really nasty DDT. And then all hell broke loose. I don't know who Sheeta's going to face next. It seems like either it's going to be Nyla again or maybe Tay Conte. No Britt Baker. I don't know why. She's not being inserted in the title picture.
She can't because they're listening to our podcast. She has to go forever.
I think that's a good idea, too. You know, a lot of people are kind of crapping about it, but it's like long game. She will get there. But here's the thing. This whole big, like, there's a lot of, like, brawls that break out in AEW, especially to close the shows, which is a very WCW thing to do. A lot of people are crapping on that. But when we saw that happen, Matt Hardy comes out with Butcher and the Blade.
The bunny,
and he's also got his private party, and I think Nyla now is in there with him. So it's like weird. It's like, dude, do you know how many factions AEW has now?
They have like factions, but then they have these like weird, like friendship circles too.
Nightmare Family. You got the Hardy. That's called the Hardy Family Office, I believe, is Hardy's new group. I don't know. Like the Blood Triangle, Death Triangle is another team. We got the Inner Circle. We got the Elite. We got, I don't know, so many. There's just so.
It makes sense.
The Pinnacle,
though.
Dude, I don't know, man.
No, because it makes sense if you think about it, because having a bunch of single guys just.
I just feel like it's a cop out to get people on TV and get them spots. To be like, oh, we don't have a spot for you. We'll put you in this group. We'll put you in this group.
Yes, but it also allows everybody to have, like, if they shine in their segment, it's like this opportunity for them to
for sure. Know? There is obviously a positive that comes out of it for sure, but it's just like I just feel like there's so many fucking groups. And WWE, it takes us like fucking 5 years to get one group of more than three people. The Hurt Business was a big deal for us, man. The Hurt Business was, this is a big, and they're breaking up. They're blowing up at the seams. Like, what's happening to Hurt? And then we got nothing. Undisputed Era is gone. Like, we don't have factions. I love them, actually. I do like factions. I think less is more, but I think I want some, and I think WWE doesn't even have any of them. So it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, oh, yeah, there's the Pinnacle, too, right?
The Pinnacle, right, you know? Yeah. So he comes out this week. He's more shots at Jericho. I'm looking forward to their eventual matchup with Inner Circle. That'll be good. They announced Cody and Brandy had an announcement this week. Their big announcement was that they have a reality show. So they're going to do a reality show. So if you guys didn't already have enough of Cody and Brandy, you're getting more. TNT's picking it up.
Wait, hold on. What was the big match that AEW was supposed to have that they canceled because of COVID right at the beginning? It was going to be like, was it World War III that they were going to do?
Yeah, there was like the War Games style game they were going to do.
Yeah, okay. So that's still... They should use that for Inner Circle versus Pinnacle.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that'd be a fantastic idea. J-Bone, write in. Tell Cody. Maybe he'll put on his reality show. I don't mind Cody. I'm not a fan of Brandy. Not a fan of hers at
all. I like
him. No, I find she's just like, look at my tits, look at my ass. Or like,
yeah, that's why I like her.
I don't know. Like, you know what? I haven't seen too much of her to know. But like, just, I don't know. Not a fan of hers. And I see this reality show just being like, I know you like reality show. A lot of people do. I just feel like my brain would be melting out my ears every time she's saying something. So
yeah, you can't take that. You won't be able
to. I like Cody, though. And it might actually be a good show because, like, I actually didn't mind Miz and Mrs. season one. I watched it and I was like, you know, it's not that bad. But now, like, I see the previews for the next season and I'm like, okay, now they're at the point where they're clearly just making, like, you know, fucking episodes. Don't call it reality anymore. Don't call it reality anymore, you know?
It's not.
She and it's so, There's one point where she turns, she's dressed in leather, she turns and then falls into the baby pool. And you're like, yeah, of course you didn't know you were going to fucking fall in the baby pool. Like, come on, you know? We're like, hey, Maurice.
Maurice's mom is hilarious.
Yeah, Margot. Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Maurice, welcome to my vasectomy party. You're what? And it's like a penis cake they're cutting. And it's like, it's hilarious. And you know what? I bet you guys, if I watched it, I'd be like, hey, this is awesome. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like,
so bad. It's
good. Like junk food, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I ain't got time for reality shows, and I feel like they just so heavy Cody, you know. But you know, that's it for me. And then Scorpio Sky cut a heel promo. You know, the typical respect.
Oh no!
You know, like I don't respect. I know I've been screwed over. I've had the opportunities taken away. Blah blah blah. Dude, I don't think Scorpio Sky needed to go heel. I think he could have stayed a face. He could have lost.
He could have stayed a face, yeah.
Yeah, he could have kept that ring for a year, or he could have. I don't know why they had to have him cash in right away. I guess that was the stipulation. But Scorpio Sky could have stayed a face. I don't like him as a heel. He needed to be the long journeyman. He could have been that long journeyman that takes like 2 or 3 years to get that title.
Yeah.
And he gets it, and it would have mean so much more. I don't think they should have done that. And then we have Eddie Kingston, John Moxley addressing the AEW Tag Team Division. Talking about the Good Brothers. Yeah, but it looks like they're going to be moving towards those tag team titles or trying to enter the tag team division. So
who's going to face Omega now?
Christian Cage, right? Isn't that?
Oh,
yeah. Who's facing Frank Kazarian next week. So having his first match in AEW. But Moxley's going to be having a baby soon. So I guess he's taking time off. But in the meantime, he goes from dropping the heavyweight title to the tag team division. So that's something.
I mean, that was a pretty disappointing match.
And then I'm going to give big props to Darby Allin versus John Silver. Great matches this week. And then also Kenny Omega versus Seidel. Both fucking great matches this week. Always deliver. I don't like Kenny Omega. I mean, Kenny Omega's all right. I actually do like Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I like Kenny.
Yeah, he's a bit of a goof on the mic. Like, he's not like your typical guy in the mic, but he's all right. He's all right. And the Young Bucks bringing their family in by ringside. And you saw when the Young Bucks were like kissing the wife and saying hi to the kids. It's like, oh yeah, they're definitely going to use them in the segment for sure, 100%. So they're making it really personal. And I guess Omega and the Young Bucks, they're going to come to a clash at some point. And then you got Adam Page floating around fighting jobbers every other week. And no, I'm really struggling to understand. They have no direction or anything for him to do.
AEW's kind of got no direction at all, to tell you the truth.
I like them. I think it's a good show. The matches are good. The stories are good. It's a very it's very consistent. It's never always, for me, it's not always A+, but it's like always like solid every week.
It's always good wrestling.
Yeah, but I just always am going back and forth from NXT to AEW. And I think they usually beat NXT in terms of the storylines sometimes for the most part. But the wrestling, I always get hooked. Like the tag team match this week, we got Ember Moon and Shotzi versus Aaliyah and Mercedes Martinez. Match was short, it wasn't that great, but like these women, I like the women wrestling on NXT. It's my favorite, and I will take it over the men. Like that's my favorite wrestling. It's NXT women's wrestling. That right now is my niche. That's my.
I think I would take women's wrestling over men's wrestling in across the board, almost in everything. Maybe not in AEW, but I'm always more excited. Like I will never skip over a women's match versus a guy's match.
Well,
like,
one thing I think you'll find is funny. So the whole Undisputed Era thing, Roderick Strong is kind of caught in the middle, right? Bobby Fish is out with injury. Roderick Strong kind of says that he's kind of said, screw you to Kyle, screw you to Adam. So he's kind of like doing his own thing now, or I'm not really sure. He's like a lost puppy. Cameron Grimes comes into the locker room, sits beside Roderick Strong. He's already smiling. I like that. And he's got all this money now because he invested in GameStop when it was that hot week, right? And he's trying to buy the intellectual property of the Undisputed Era now with his money.
Oh my God. That's good. That's that's good. That's really good. Cameron Grimes is awesome.
He's
where's Rape Stash at?
He's feuding with Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory, and he beat Austin Theory, and we have Indy Hartwell, who like is with Johnny Gargano but has a crush on him. And like,
wait, say that again?
So Indy Hartwell's with Gargano in the Gargano family group or whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't remember what their name is, but I'll call it the Gargano family. And so what's his name?
Dexter?
Dexter Lumis. Right. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. He kidnapped Austin Theory. And then they went to therapy the next week where Austin's talking about being kidnapped. And Indy's on the couch kind of like, we know she kind of has a crush on him. She's kind of admitted already.
On Dexter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Austin Theory's talking about how Dexter choked him, and you see Indy kind of being like intrigued by being choked, And somebody kind of tweeted out, like, do you see Indy's look when Austin Theory talks about being choked? And Indy even replied back, I wasn't sure anybody was going to catch that, .. You know? And it was like, so it seems like she's a twisted one, but I'm liking it. And I think he might be in this eliminator match. But him and Gargano, I feel, are going to be on a collision course, I think.
I like when they take a character like Dexter Lumis, who you can do two things with him. One, you can make him like a really serious psychopath, weirdo, mysterious guy. But at the same time, if you put him into something that's, you know, humorous, it's fucking entertaining as balls. And he doesn't lose any credibility by being weird. Like Mankind, they kind of did that, but then he had to turn into Mick Foley. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a few other times where that's happened. And it never really worked with The Undertaker. And I don't know if they'll be able to do... Oh, I guess they were successful with The Fiend, too. But I like it.
Cool. I think that's about it. And one last thing I want to do before we wrap up is I want to give congratulations, mad props, out to our friend Scott Gatta. He won. WWE Stump the Bump. The Bump. They had that Trivamania contest. Oh, sorry. Mike, sorry. You're going to sue me now. They had that trivia contest. And, dude, he won. I woke up Wednesday morning, I saw it was like 10:01. I'm like, oh shit! I run downstairs. He's in the finals against this guy named Mike. I forget his last name.
Mike something.
Super, Mike super stand up dude. Really good gentleman. He had a great attitude. And Scott just wiped the floor with him. Like Scott just killed it. He killed it. And they asked a question that I'd asked on Trivamania, which who was Shawn Michaels' last minute replacement at No Way Out when it was Savio Vega? And they actually asked that to Scott. Well,
you're welcome, Scott.
So you're welcome. But yeah, pretty cool. So now he goes on to fight Mike Brown, I believe his name is, who was last year's champion. And I'm telling you, man, it feels like the heat is real. You watch these guys go on social media, they're throwing barbs at each other. They're taking shots at each other. I think Scott's calling him a clown, all kinds of shit. But it's funny because on Trivamania, on the post show, we were all kind of shooting the shit on Zoom. And our champion, Chris Cass, and Scott Gatta were kind of shooting barbs at Mike Brown. And when they did the show this past week, they're asking Mike who he wanted to win. And Mike seems to generally not like Scott Gatta. And he was basically saying, like, yeah, he was talking a lot of smack to me this weekend. And I'm thinking, like, was that when he was doing the Trivamania? Like, oh, shit. But either way, these guys have been going back and forth for a while. Scott's got the Headbangers to cut a promo for him for the tournament. All kinds of cool shit, guys. So definitely check it out next Wednesday. This is it, man. He goes for the gold. He's already won the gold. He's going for big gold. He's taking on last year's champion. Does Scott got what it takes? We'll find out. And if he does, guys, he'll be at WrestleMania and he can give you an autograph.
All right. Another installment of Talking Mania in the bag. Yes, if you missed it, I beat Scott Gatta.
By technicality.
It's not a technicality. I ended up in second place.
So, just for clarity, J-Bomb got 3 points in the whole entire show. That's one right. Point was a freebie because I gave everybody the answer for the referee. Yeah.
So,
and then you got Luna, which I'll give you props for because she's badass. So,
yeah.
But yeah, J-Bomb, I guess he did technically pull it out, right? So,
yeah. And because I have already a spot in the Money in the Bank somehow, we gifted the extra spot to Kayfabe Chronicles. We want to shout out JP, who's going through a rough time. So we're thinking about you, bud.
Yeah, we love you, brother.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that out in May, I believe, the Money in the
Bank. We have one more, I think, right? One more.
One more.
We need you.
In April.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're interested in participating in Trivamania, reach out to us in the DMs at @TalkMania on Twitter. Apart from that, well, we got WrestleMania coming up on the docket. We're going to be doing a bunch of shows for that. We have episode 200 coming soon in the coming months. And we still have to do the How I Met Your Mother one.
Yep.
We still need to do that.
I think my question just had to be polished off. We just need to get our guests down. So,
yeah,
we'll figure that out.
We'll start planning
that. Yeah, we'll plan that out. But, guys, yeah, absolutely. NXT TakeOver, WrestleMania weekend, a lot coming on the docket. We'll be shooting out our shows. We'll be giving our predictions. We'll have to do a live show for WrestleMania, and we'll do one as well for the post-show. Maybe do a post-show for NXT if it's good. Just some drinks and have some fun, guys. We hope you're there. Tune in. And, again, follow us at @TalkingMania. Wherever you get your podcast, the kicks, 5 stars, subscribe. Goes a long way, guys. Make sure to do that and be a Talkomaniac.
FullPressCoverage.com sponsors the show. On behalf of Talkomania, J-Bomb's out. Dez, say bye.
Happy Rusev Day.